Since September, on Thursday nights, we've been studying the book of Revelation, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and we've been using commentaries of Dr. Jack Van Impe, some of the other theologians that have done intense study into the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ, and it's filled with hope, filled with images, filled with all kinds of stuff. But it is not a scary book. So this morning, I titled my message, The Lion King. Last week, we did The Lion King, Part 1. This morning, I'd like to do The Lion King, Part 2. Now, in the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation, it talks about a scroll that couldn't be opened by anyone other than the Lamb of God. People tried to open it. They couldn't open it. It's a scroll that was written on both sides. But in the vision that was given to John, Jesus, the Lamb of God, took the scroll, and he was the one that was worthy to open it. And then they sang a song with these words. You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it. For you were killed and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and peoples of all nations. And you have cursed them to God's kingdom and his priests. You have caused them to turn to God's kingdom and his priests. And they will reign. And then further on, they sang another song. It says, the Lamb is worthy. The Lamb was killed. He is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. And then the scripture says, and I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, they also sang, blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one who is sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. May God add his blessings to the synopsis in chapter 5 in the book of Revelation from the New Living Translation.